This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. And Todd, it's the end of the week. Is it too much to ask of our listeners to do a little something for the effort for us? Could we just win one day this week in the texting contest?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice, people.
Christmas
all
present.
All we do for you. Don't say that. We never ask for anything back.
Basically, what Mino's saying is this is the last time we're going to play this contest.
I know.
And so we need everybody listening now to download the Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW, and text this hour's word in.
Jim will buy your vote. It's worked before. I'm telling you. So how do they do it again, Todd?
All right, so basically it's the Text to Win contest on our stations. Your chance this hour to win $100 in our statewide contest. Jim, this hour's keyword, what you got?
Thanks for participating, John.
Yeah. I'll pick it up.
Okay, go for it.
Today is the final day of our grown-up gift list. Text to Win contest on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win $100 this hour. $100 in our statewide contest.
All right, and this hour's keyword is joy. J-O-Y, joy. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send in the keyword joy for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. But either way, folks, chance to win $100 this hour. Vote early, vote often.
Yep, and okay. Again, your next chance to play is going to be coming up later on this morning after 11 o'clock, but this is your last chance with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right.
There you go. Time for a little Bell in Sports Medicine. Hi, Mark Hewson.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
We got a lot of energy today.
Yeah.
Coffee's flowing this morning.
Yeah.
How are you, buddy? Thank you for the wonderful gift you just brought us.
Yes, that was very good. Yeah. Or it is very good,
you
I should say.
You can thank my mother.
They are what's the word I'm looking for as I remember them? Just, they melt
authentic.
In your mouth. It's almost host-like.
It looks like the host, the big host, that the priest, he gets the big one, right? He holds up, you know, when they do the...
And you break off pieces and the whole thing.
Yeah, they don't... Yeah, sometimes they do that. Sometimes they eat the whole thing. But it looks exactly like that.
Explain
so what is
they
it
are,
called?
Yeah.
Tell me it's Italian, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, it's technically, I guess because we're Sicilian. I think it's Sicilian and Italian. Pizzellis, Pizzellis. Everyone's got different names.
Yeah, in Northern Italy, where my grandma's from, it's called Grustoli.
Yeah. So it's... It's like, as my son says, it looks like a waffle iron, but it's very thin.
Very thin.
And
like almost paper thin.
Yep. And it's got anise seed in them, which I tell people, black licorice.
Yeah.
So some people say,
better.
I don't like black licorice. I'm like, trust me, you're not going to taste the black licorice unless you really hit the seed.
Well, there's a lot of Italian sausage that has that in it, too.
Correct.
Yeah, then it goes one of two ways. It's like, you know, some people want it, some people don't.
Yeah, so but you'll eat them, and
I love it.
You're gonna taste more. You're gonna taste more of a vanilla taste, really, than anything.
Well, actually, you know what? I like ouzo. I like ouzo.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
You like ouzo?
It's more of the. But that's
it's a Greek.
Greek. That's Greek, though.
You go to those. That's not on the Italian. I don't.
No, it's not Greek, and they light it up.
Licorice
flavor. Cheese, licorice
liqueur,
and ouzo. Is this an Italian cookie?
Yeah.
Is that would you? Yeah. Is that
so
what
we
you
made
guys give
Christmas
each other?
Cookie.
Christmas
cookie.
So that
cookie.
Was Sunday.
So you personally made all these?
Yeah, that's
Sunday.
Oh, that's
6
fun.
Hours of 450 plus.
Wow!
My mother said, "What did you do?" I said, "I put the football game on and started." And my mom bought me a new iron this year because my last one was starting to fail and not heat up. So then I'd get really frustrated.
Can you do it at a time
two.
In the iron? Just two?
And it's like 20 seconds each time.
Yeah, that's a long day.
So it's a long day.
Wow.
And how many did you make?
450.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to make like an 8-pack or something.
Well, that's where I was like, man, I wish you had an iron that would make more, which I think I've been told you can get like mini ones. They look like big sand dollars and stuff. But yeah, it drives me nuts also in the morning going, ah. You know, I get the anxiety of going, how long is this going to take? I've gotten pretty good at it. So, yeah. But then, like, my wife was gone, so it was great. Kitchen was open, and my son helped me package them up.
Nice.
And, yeah.
That's Which great is, to do this my,
if
family
my wife's
things.
Listening, my wife used to just, I thought that we used to just put them in, I think, aluminum foil. John said his grandma.
Coffee cans.
Yeah, coffee cans. And I can't remember how my mom did them, but my mom or my wife. Credit my wife because now she goes buys the little bags and the ribbon.
It's great. You can see them. Yeah. And they look great. You got
and they'll
the,
be
the
gone.
Color.
I trust me because I know how I'm looking at them right now. Those will probably they won't make it to Christmas.
No,
because I know you guys will have a cup of coffee on a Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and then you're gonna sit there and say, "Where'd they all go?"
Isn't today Friday? Friday morning.
They are a perfect thing with coffee. They are they as are. Perfect a thing you could have with coffee as you'll ever find.
Just move on. But you should make like a little conveyor belt. Where it would just kind of, you know, put down the exact to make it thin enough, and then it goes through toasts, and then it comes off the belt. Then you could just kind of still watch the game. You don't have to.
Would have been nice. Hard.
You know, I will say this: doing something else along with listening to the game or whatever. Even when I was at deer camp and wanted to burn a bunch of wood outside, I just had the radio on. You feel so much better doing things,
especially if they.
It, don't
they,
play well.
Right. It's like I wasted
waste a
3.5 hours.
Day. Exactly.
I'll tell you one thing, and we are on a radio show, but I don't mind saying this, is when I was younger, I always wanted to watch things, and I realized later on in life, when I'm 50, but I would say probably 40 on, I loved going outside, like you said.
Yeah.
Turning on the radio to a Packer game, whatever. You really think, you feel like, I got some other things done instead of just sitting there.
Raking the leaves.
Yeah, raking leaves or whatever. Putting your earbuds in.
Totally
mowing the lawn. Because you
totally
now,
agree.
Yeah.
And
the radio
you know
is
thing?
So much
and
better.
And you feel
know the better
too.
Part about that is, though? Because I know there's something that strikes a nerve with you. You don't have to sit through all the commercials. You know what I mean? You just blow off the, you know, versus if you're sitting on your couch or whatever, and it's like, okay, well, another one for Cialis or whatever, whatever. It's like,
yeah, but there's plenty of commercials on Larry McCarron
no
show.
Question, but you can kind of ignore them if you're doing
because
something
you're doing
else.
Something
because
you
you're doing something else.
It's like at least I'm doing something.
Exactly.
I don't okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
that's what I said. I listen to more Packer games and Brewer games in the fall. I'll just put the AirPods on. And
I love listening to games on the radio.
Right.
I just love it.
But to accomplish something at the same time. So like even driving, if you've got to do that road trip, and I would agree with that.
My
because,
favorite,
boy, there's nothing worse than sitting for, and sometimes it's, you got to admit, it's back-to-back games, and they both your teams lose. It's like, what a wasted day.
I don't think there's anything better than a nice fall day doing something in the garage with the door wide open, and you're accomplishing something, and you get the game on. I think that, to me, is perfect.
Yep.
Right.
So when I have my workshop slash apartment condo thingy, I'm going to do that every time.
You realize, that's probably a dream of so many men.
I know. Can I tell you, like every guy I know like who doesn't have that, that's their dream. That's the one universal dream.
I lived in Alloway. And my next door neighbor, he had a second garage with two Model Ts.
Oh,
nice.
One was fully restored, and he had a shop back there. I think he cut toys or wooden toys out for someone in this area. And Ray is, rest in peace, he's now in heaven. This happened many years ago. But yeah, I when I was probably 30 years old moving in that home, I'm like, I'd look outside. He had an old wood-burning stove.
Oh!
And I'd see it, during the during the winter.
Burn your scrap wood in there and whatever.
Yeah. But then I think the insurance came in and said, So something happened.
Well, okay. You know what, though? Because I actually, a few years ago, like within 5 years ago, I kind of put that out on my show, whatever I was doing or whatever. And a guy said, hey, I've got one for you. He said, you can rent it, my garage out in this. I'm like, oh, my God, this is phenomenal. It's going to be like $100 a month or something, whatever. I said, I'll bring in all my my tools. And he goes, oh, why would you do that? I said, well, it's going to be my workshop. He goes, oh, insurance-wise, I can't do that. He says, you can't be in there with like tools in case you get hurt because I own it or some. And it's like, so I couldn't do it.
A friend of mine was, and I not going to mention his name, but he went through rehab. And one of his things that he was talking about was to build that shed.
Yeah.
And he did that.
Oh, cool.
He did. It's kind of out in the sticks a little bit, probably your neck of the woods, that ledge view. And just, I thought that was great, because I don't think he would have ever got that done had he kept drinking. He talked about it all the time, but never got it done. And
yeah.
Just land, put up the building, and he's got an unbelievable workshop. And he's very handy, too. I mean, that's not on my list, but I'm really happy for
just,
him.
Just having a hobby.
Yeah.
I mean, no question. We've talked about mental health. Having a hobby that you can go home and put all your stressors behind and say, I'm going out to the garage.
Right.
I'm going to go in the garden.
Right.
Or I'm going to do whatever.
Right.
That's what some people just need, is that opportunity.
Yeah. No,
it's a release.
I've been advised to do that. I just, that's the great thing to do.
Since I've been living downtown here, I watch too much football. You know what I mean? It kind of gets to the point, it's like, I wouldn't watch it. And sometimes after those games, like, why did I just watch that game between two teams I couldn't care with?
That's
Tennessee and Jacksonville. You know, why did I watch?
3.5 hours.
I'm laughing because the other night my wife was going to bed and she's like, you can put on whatever. And it was a game. It was like, it was the Gronk Bowl. And she's like, why are you watching this game? Yeah.
Because it's on.
I don't have a clue.
I know. That's exactly how I feel, too. It's like I'm watching too much football. So, but, I will say this thing. College football used to be one of the greatest days of the year, maybe my favorite day of the entire year, was New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have the Rose Bowl. Ohio State, or it was Michigan, or the Badgers, or whomever, against Southern Cal or UCLA. And they'd never played any other time. And the Orange Bowl, Alabama, Nebraska.
Right.
All these, four major, then this, was like the Super Bowl of college football. And now, God bless the playoffs, but I don't care who's in what bowl. I don't care who's going where. Half the team won't even show up.
Yeah. New Year's Day has completely changed now.
Exactly.
We used to get up and watch the Rose Bowl parade.
Yes.
And then I remember we'd always look at my mom and from noon till about, probably 9 o'clock tonight, Mom, we're going to watch a lot of different bowl games. And my mom would kind of roll her eyes, but she got it. But like you said, how many great games did you see on New Year's Day?
Memorable. I mean, I can go back and talk about games. I remember when Tom Clements, the Packers quarterback coach, Notre Dame versus Alabama. This was, I think, Christmas Eve night of 1973. And they had a third and 12 on their own 10-yard line. And they needed a first down to run off the clock and win the national championship. And he threw this unbelievable great pass to his tight end. And I can still remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, I can remember all those bowl games. And it's gone. It's just gone. Mark Houston in the house. Bell and Sports Medicine. We'll actually talk some sports medicine when we come back.
Baby. Sure.
Yeah, all right. Mind of the Mayor. Back after this.
We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year. May your tree be filled with happiness, happiness and friendliness for all. May your heart be filled with cheerfulness.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
GBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app on Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, Caroling Day, Sangria Day, Games Day. And 5 days till Christmas. I kind of skipped over Games Day. That's big in your family, right?
Oh, yeah. You'll play games tonight.
What kind of games?
The kids pick them out. Some board games, but some of these, what do they like to play? Some of those games are over my head, John, because my son-in-laws are, of course, everybody's smarter than me, but you got to kind of know what you're doing. I can't think of the name
Trivial
of the game
Pursuit?
To play. Well, no, that I'm good. That I can play. That,
I
but
love
that's an old game.
Cards Oops. Against Humanity.
I don't know that one.
Do you know that?
That's the one. Yeah.
It can get kind of nasty.
Really?
So you're around family members like your mom or your whatever, and then you pull out these cards and they say some really naughty stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. But it's fun. And then you realize your mom's pretty good at coming up with dirty stuff, too.
You know who? Jeff Norgard and Gary Gresh.
Okay.
Were huge.
In college, because you're a roommate of theirs, right?
Huge Trivial Pursuit fans. Those would start sometimes on Friday night in our apartment.
Wow. Oh.
And they would play a game on Saturday, and everyone would be going to the bars. No, they'd be coming back to our place because they had to finish that Trivial Pursuit game that were on 8 hours.
Okay, talk about that's yourselves. Like I'm gonna talk about something like that.
You ever play Monopoly game till somebody won?
Yep.
That's awesome.
No. Yeah, because usually no one won or someone got upset.
Never made it that
far. Yeah, they get mad. They're like, but.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You get the utilities.
But you know what? I'll also say, with a 10-year-old, we went back and started playing basic stuff like chutes and ladders.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
It's like, sit down with your kids and enjoy those games and play. You know, holidays. A lot of kids are done after with school after today. Go home and take some time and with your kids. Take a night and play Battleship.
Right.
Play all just those little games. Go empty the cupboards out. I guarantee everyone's got games in the house.
Yeah, I should. Well,
we played a fun one a couple of years ago with my daughters and my son. It was awkward picture contest. You ever see that game? Where it's these really awkward pictures that are posted, and you had to come up with a caption for them and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're talking about Jeff Norgard.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to try to get a hold of him. He and I played Trivial Pursuit from the parking lot at the Sports Center in Green Bay to the parking lot of our hotel in Indianapolis when we were going down to play Butler. We played for 6 hours straight.
It's not shocking.
And we wouldn't let anybody off the bus in the middle of it. So I said, wait a minute. And it literally came down to the last question be him and after 6 hours.
Yeah.
That's how,
Jeff is diehard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great, that's a fun, that's a great, great game. There's just a lot of, I'm going to text my, they have all the games. Anyway, and then we set up a puzzle because sometimes you just want to sit around and talk and do a puzzle.
Yep.
So we'll have that. And we'll have that take us 3-4 days to put that together.
I've never done a puzzle.
Well, John.
Well, I mean, with your kids or whomever, whatever.
Anybody can do a puzzle.
No, okay. Not those big ones, so I've never done one.
No, but anybody can do that because you can just sit down and work on the puzzle and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
All right.
It's like kind of like watching a fire, maybe. No, it's a little bit more detailed than that. Anyway, so we do that. We'll spend a lot of time at home. We're going to go to the Botanical Gardens, probably. Look at the Garden of Lights.
Todd's got a Todd?
What? A text?
Yeah.
Gnomes Games has a great sale today. So if you
want to
get some games.
That's where I used to go.
All right, that guy's awesome.
Combine games for my granddaughters and stuff.
Yes.
Or for my daughters and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, Gnomes Games is pretty cool.
Yes.
It really is. It's very cool.
But yeah, board games at home. That's a great way to spend the holidays instead of watching TV.
Turn off the TV and put some music on and go ahead and play.
We will take a vote, and I will tell you right now, I don't know why we take a vote, but it's going to be Elf.
the movie? Go-to movie? Yeah,
that's,
no question.
Being shown when my son's at school today.
I used to like Scrabble. Scrabble.
That's a good game.
I bet I beat you in that.
Could be a games night here.
Well, we could do.
That'd be actually fun.
Be a lot of fun. The holidays are really kicking off today. You said your son's, right?
School's the last day of school,
then they're out next week. Johnny's kids are flying in today, so are mine, and today and tomorrow. You know who is sensing this? My dog. He is just bouncing off the walls. I'm like, would you settle down? But he knows something's going on. Because, of course, I get him worked up, too. Oh, you know, your sister's coming home tomorrow, and he's all excited about it. But it's a good anxiety. It's not like anybody's concerned about it. It's just we're going to have a great 5 days.
Bless all these teachers that
they deserve it.
Because, I mean, it's like, most classes get out today, and these teachers, I'm sure it's been a tough week. But, you know, a lot of schools will be off now for, the next 10 days and enjoy that time. You know, it's great.
You know,
snow is out there. Let your kids get out. Go out and play.
I've told this story before. My nuns weren't the nicest people in the world at times. And so everybody goes to the big Christmas pageant. You know, every kid in the school is singing, right? Every kid in the school. And everybody's parents come. And my parents come out to see me open and close the curtains.
That's all I did.
They didn't want him in the choir.
They did not want me in the choir.
But they didn't say it. So they're like,
they didn't say it. So like,
Johnny, you're so big and strong and you're tall. And
this
you have
is
the long
such
arms.
An important
and
we, role.
Right, and you have the long arms to make the long pulls,
John,
which is what we need.
Because you're almost 5'7" now, John, so we need you.
John also ended up in the middle of those curtains spinning.
Yeah, getting wrapped up in them?
Yeah.
Oh, that could happen. Yeah. But that was my job. Your parents come out to watch the big Christmas pageant, and that's all your son does is opens and closes.
Did they bring out the stage hands, though, for a curtain call, a bow? No?
I don't remember.
They should have.
Yeah, I don't think I did. No,
I'm sensing they didn't.
No, I don't think they did. No, they didn't.
All right. Well, when you,
I mean, that could have scarred me. That could have turned me into like an irrational person or something.
That. Okay. Well.
Or look at them today.
Yeah.
This is what it did.
No, you got to bring out the kids in the back. Yeah. Anyway.
Mark Hughes and Bell Sports Medicine.
Yep.
Thank you for everything you've done this season and everything like that. I hope you stick around and everything. But, I mean, thanks for everything you've done.
Yeah, no, this has been awesome. We appreciate, you know, everything that's out there. And, you know, it comes down, you know, healthcare is not just about a broken bone. And, you know, we talk a lot about sports medicine, but it comes like we've talked about with mental health. It comes with, you know, sadly, there's sometimes serious illnesses. And, you know, we love it. If we can get out there and help people, there's resources out there. It doesn't matter what it is. Sometimes you have to advocate for yourself. We're not always the best in healthcare. Sometimes we talk above people. I've shared that with people recently of, hey, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions and say, can you explain this better? Or I don't understand this. Technology is changed so much.
But I think what you said about Bellin though, is there's so much under that umbrella. I mean, people might look at it as a hospital. I mean, my God, you got the clinics, you got the mental health, you've got the grieving counseling, you've got a lot of, obviously sports medicine, but yeah, I think you're just a great company. We're very blessed to have
great
you here.
Community in all of Northeast Wisconsin, even in the UP now. So we appreciate everything you guys have done.
That's great.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to keep talking to you because we got TJ Bowles and Adam Grace from Hybrid Wrestling coming up, but can you stick around too for a little while? All right, thanks. Mark Hewson. Pro wrestling! We come back right after this.
Walking around in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In response to the avian flu being found in Brown County, officials at Bay Beef Wildlife Sanctuary said this week that it will stop selling corn. They ask visitors not to bring corn to the observation building parking lot, and they will no longer allow people to walk the raptor trail. They also won't take in any waterfowl patients for the time being. The restrictions are all to reduce possible exposure of Bay Beach's captive birds to any wild birds that may be ill. Dozens of dead geese were discovered throughout Brown County this week, and on Wednesday, Wisconsin's first human case of the bird flu was detected in Barron County. The city of Oshkosh has selected its new city administrator. Rebecca Grill, the city administrator, city clerk for West Dallas, will replace city manager Mark Roloff, who is retiring in January after 16 years with the city. Grill has about 20 years of experience in municipal leadership. The Common Council still has to approve Grill as the city manager formally and will do so at a special meeting on Monday at noon. Grill's first day with the city of Oshkosh is expected to be February 24th. According to a criminal complaint, when 59-year-old John Miner was arrested for his 12th drunk driving offense, he took one last swig of his vodka right in front of the police officer. Miner was sentenced Thursday to 8 years in prison for the April 28th incident in Kaukauna. Reports say Miner was pulled over for going 85 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone and told the officer he was, quote, pretty drunk. A preliminary breath test showed the blood alcohol content of 0.267, over three times the normal legal limit. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget now, your last chance to play along during Mino and the Mayor and the Big Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest is going on until 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $100 this hour in our statewide contest from 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. You still got a chance to text in. And here's what you got to do. Got to download the Civic Media app right away. And in the lower right-hand corner, there's a text button. Text the word JOY, J-O-Y. Get that in before 8 o'clock. You enter the drawing for the $100, but you also get a chance to win one of 8 grand prizes. You can see that great grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Text the word JOY right now for your chance to qualify and win with Mino and the Mayor. Once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. I'll tell you what, you want some fun entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk to a couple of guys that bring it strong. TJ Bowles and Adam Grace, HWE, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, Brewery Bash 2.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing? Great to have you here.
Nice being here. I love being here every time.
We enjoy it.
You know, we talk about all the things to do over the holidays, but there's a common thread, kind of Christmassy. Yours is a little outside the box. Something to do that could be really fun, especially with kids coming home from college if they want to go with their parents or if they just want to go, or families. I mean,
coming home from college say, "Mom and Dad, you want to go to pro wrestling tonight?" See them calling their buddies and say,
"They should.
Dude, you know what we're doing tonight?" Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
okay.
I think this would be a fun little not distraction,
I do too, but I think it's gonna be guys with their buddies type of thing.
So look at these guys.
I know.
I mean,
tell us
about you. Obviously,
introduce yourself.
Are you the victim or the villain? I mean, you're the. I mean, the
foil.
The
foil.
I would be considered the good guy tonight.
Are you?
Yep.
Cool?
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get the crowd to cheer for me and not boo me. So
all right, let's see what we can do.
Although, let's be honest, if you're going the other way, those boos are pretty sweet sounding too.
That is the sound of
one way or another. If you strike a chord,
even if you're the good guy and people are still booing you, at least they're chanting your name or something.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I just watched this documentary. And it's years old. I don't know, 10 years old maybe. But it was about Vince McMahon when he started up the XFL back in the day. And he tried to gear it towards pro wrestling with the villains versus whatever. The only problem is football fans, they are who they are. You know what I'm saying? And it just didn't work because of that. But that is the number one thing in wrestling, the popularity. And I go back to the 70s when, and again, we talk about this. How politically incorrect. You'd have a Nazi, you'd have a Saudi Arabia, you'd have the Russian. You know what I mean? It was like an Ayatollah type guy.
I mean, hey, whatever gets people riled up, really.
Right.
That's what the mentality was, you know?
Yeah.
There's good energy in your wrestling. I mean, I just think that, a lot of us who are a little bit older really harken back to some of the things that Scrap Iron Gadaski and all these other guys, right? That was years and years ago. You guys are too young for that. But what a fun night. And affordable, right? $20?
$20 front row, $10 just to get in.
Okay.
Wow. Honestly, just $10.
Right. And that's at Badger
State? Yep, Badger State Brewing Company's tonight. 6:30 start time, like normal. That's when the doors open. And then we have a pre-show at 7:10. And then the main card starts at 7:30. I believe we have 6 matches lined up tonight.
Nice.
Gentleman to my right here is going to be in the main event going. Remember the HWE championship that we brought last time?
Yep.
That's what he's going to be trying to win.
First one ever, right?
I believe.
It's a nice belt.
Really? It is.
Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
So my name is Adam Grace. I've been wrestling since 2014, so hit my 10-year full pension. hit 10 years this year. Originally from Oshkosh, I now live in Appleton. Been kind of wrestling all over the Midwest now for, like I said, 10 years. So,
Do you have a sponsor then, or is it? And who are you? Are you the same person every wrestling match, or do you change it up?
So I always go by the same name, whether I'm the good guy, the bad guy, or, you know, I'm playing a hick somewhere. That kind of depends, you know. But once you get, especially locally speaking, where I've been doing it for 10 years, I'm pretty much more or less the same character. Maybe if I'm in Milwaukee, I'll be the bad guy, but more often than not, I'm the good guy, especially up here in Green Bay.
There you go.
I'm still impressed. I used to do some things with Hog Smile.
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle.
Yeah, I knew you'd get there eventually.
When he used to put on those shows in Oshkosh at the old, I forget what, American Legion or Elks?
The Masonic Center.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, okay, this is grassroots wrestling and everything. But it was still amazing when you get close how athletic these guys are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys were going off the ropes and doing flips and doing whatever. Yeah. It's like, you know, you could talk about, oh, well, he's not really smashing him in the face with that chair. But I'll tell you what, these flips and these choreographed type things, they're serious moves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I hate the word fake, too. There's nothing fake about what we do.
No.
It's scripted. It's predetermined entertainment.
Right.
But fake is not the right word to describe
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I always say you can't fake gravity. You know, I was just actually, there was an issue down in Chicago I was just working with. where if some people saw that, it's not fake by any means. Also, like chairs and stuff, every weapon, I guarantee you, I've been doing this for 16 years, every single weapon you ever see, 100% real.
Yeah, the weapons are the realest thing about it. So when I got a match with weapons and I'm like, shoot, this is going to hurt way more than normal tonight.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bet.
How do you know if there's going to be weapons? Like, do you guys agree that there's going to be weapons or what?
Weapons don't really happen just in every match. Typically, you got to get a storyline brewing up for there to be some sort of big payoff where, yes, let's do a steel cage or, you know, have a weapons match.
It has to make sense, ultimately.
Right, yeah, you can't just throw a weapons match in any match.
Yeah, so, it has to make sense because otherwise, ultimately, what you're doing is you're not getting as much of a payoff. You're not getting as much fans wanting to see what is going to happen next.
The build-up.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Otherwise, it's like the difference between taking a steel chair to your back for $10 or would you rather do it for, you know, $50, $100, $200, right. You know?
So who's taking the bird's eye view, like who's scripting this? You say it's scripted. You are.
Me and two other people, Ethan, as you guys have met, and Josh is our other partner, other owner. And we pretty much try and figure this stuff out. And,
there's a whole storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The ultimate goal is trying to create an event that makes people want to come to see what's going to happen. Come to get some excitement. Feel like you had fun. Feel like you forgot about the real world and the real world problems for about 2 hours or so. Of course, at an affordable price. And I mentioned a little bit of this to you last show, how at HWE, one of our main goals too is I love Green Bay. I love reaching out into the community. I love doing community stuff. Mm-hmm. So we've done stuff for Wild and Free Pet Rescue. We've done stuff for the Sanctuary, Pet Sanctuary. Cool. This show, actually, we have one of the professional wrestlers that worked for us last show. I don't think even you know this. Lane, Jack Spade is his name. Unfortunately, he had a house fire and he has children. So we're going to be doing our 50-50 is going to be giving to him.
Wow, so, that's fantastic.
Yeah, us and tomorrow there's another show called Now That's Wrestling. They're doing the same thing, so.
Phenomenal. Oh, Mark Houston?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Adam, you know, you talked about off air about the amount of nights you guys do shows. You know, I would just want to talk about you got to be hurting the next morning. Then what's it take to get up the next morning, get your body ready for that next, match the next night?
Yeah, so when you're in the match, there's so much adrenaline. I often don't really feel the pain until there's kind of that adrenaline dump a half hour after I'm done and you're like, wow, this hurts, that hurts. Ibuprofen has been my friend for the last 10 years. I got very familiar with ibuprofen. And like I said, typically then if you are doing two or three in one weekend, once the crowd starts coming, you start getting that adrenaline, then it kind of goes away. It's always right after the match, you know, or later that night, or it's like, wow, this, you know, that hurts.
What do you have to do that next morning, work-wise?
Hot tubs or ice tubs? What?
Massages. Luckily for me, my girlfriend is a massage therapist, so that has come in handy.
And she actually gives you a massage?
She does, yeah.
Whoa,
for
Todd,
free.
Todd? Remember the entire Seinfeld episode? He was going out with a girl that was a masseuse, and he was kept hinting to try to get a massage.
And she wouldn't do it?
And she wouldn't do it. So congratulations.
Yeah, lucky me, I guess. Seinfeld, wow.
Yeah.
It's a throwback.
Oh, you got to check that one out. I got this thing in my neck here, Aaron. Oh, okay, should see somebody. No, that's right here. And she wouldn't do it. Now, what do you do for a regular living?
So my current job is I'm a mason, so I build houses out of stone and or brick. I mentioned to you off air, I do have a college degree in radio. So.
Yeah. I'm from Oshkosh. It was a fantastic place.
Yep. Really good program. I'm still kind of looking for that career within my degree.
Okay, I got to tell you something. The hardest job I ever had, and it was to save money when I was building my house, okay? And the mason was a really great friend of mine, Mark DeClean.
He said,
hey, I'll save you some money. Be my mason tender. I'm like, absolutely. This piece of cake. Hardest job I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Hardest job. You'd have to get there really, really in the morning to turn on the heater so that the stuff, and then trying to make the mud just right.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd work hard and you'd throw it right out. Nope. Start over. Hardest job ever.
Yeah, you're speaking my language. You know exactly what you're talking about. I considered a mason/mason tender. I do both. I'm kind of the low man on the totem pole where I'm at, so I know exactly what you mean.
Wow. Those guys are so particular.
Oh yeah, they are.
Wow.
So this wrestling that you're doing right now, entertaining people, and you guys, I just really, you're great entertainers. It's short term then or long term? How long do you guys, wasn't some of those all-star wrestlers kind of older?
Yeah. It really varies.
I think that Crusher was a little bit.
Well, in that era, yeah. I mean, those guys are probably in their 50s by the time they hung it up. Yeah. Gagne and those people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, even right. recently, like, look at the guy like The Undertaker, who was, you know, he just hung it up and he'd been doing it for 3 or 4 decades. Yeah. So it really varies person to person how well their body can take it. Also, if you're not really drawing money or not, you know, some people just don't quite have it, unfortunately, and other people really do have it. So really, wrestler to wrestler, person to person, it's different.
Mark from Bell and Sports Medicine, any suggestions to these guys on how to
stay for four decades?
Well, yeah, we were just talking about how many nights, you know, it's not fake.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the body taking a hit and just how to recover, it's one, probably how you're going to recover through that night. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a next day, and then just trying to
relax. Any suggestions for him?
Yeah, relax and ice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably don't take a ladder to the spine, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Get creative on what matches you're doing.
Although your body, if you're doing it 2 or 3 nights in a row or 3 out of 4, whatever, it's like your body almost goes into a mode of, okay, let's just get through this. And then when you do relax, that's when everything seems to hurt.
Well, and we were just talking about saying if you had a Friday, then you come back on a Saturday.
That's
Sunday is you're not doing anything.
Right. Luckily, not every match is weapon-wise, but even then, just like falling in the ring over and over. I saw a post somewhere where that's comparable to being in a 35-mile-per-hour car crash.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, so even if there's no, you know, weapons involved, which is, you know, relatively rare, it's still very, very painful.
I would like to know, like, if you could script something out kind of between these two, right? Between Jim and John, who the good guy would be and who the villain would be.
Yes.
I would say easily a villain simply because professional wrestling has always been underdog, you know.
Which one would be the villain?
Oh, 100% Schmidt. Just because.
That was a little quick.
It's a political career.
It's always fighting the man. It's always those kinds of fans. And simply because you are a government official, that's all we get.
The voice of the people, Mino. Thank you. The innocent victim.
The mayor, Mahler.
That's how I can get back to listening to those.
Wow, I love it.
Get back to listening to those booze again. And drinking booze
I'll tell you what. Okay, you guys got to stick around here. But we were given the chance that we can't do it tonight, being part-time ring announcers.
Mm. And thanks for asking
us
to do that.
We want to do that sometime.
We really do.
Not even a question.
We would have a lot of
open
fun.
Open invitation.
All right, man. We're going to set a quick break talking some wrestling when we come back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Minor the mayor. The mayor has to run out to do some family picking up issues. We got Nikki coming in. Of course, changing the windscreen because can't share germs. We got TJ Bowles and Adam Grace, HWE, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, Brewery Bash 2. Plug your event tonight, fellas.
Very family friendly. If you got kids, you're worried about bringing them, please bring them. They make it way more fun for us as well. Very affordable. What is it, $10?
$10.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. And some of the proceeds going to one of your compadres who needs some help, huh?
Yeah, so we have a 50-50 raffle every show. And every show we do it, we give it to a certain charity or something of the sort. And this one is going to one of our wrestlers who wrestled for us just recently, had a house fire just recently, and 50-50 is going to him and his family because he has children.
Wow, fantastic. That's great that you guys do that. I got to ask, were you guys athletes growing up? Because there's a lot of athleticism in the ring when you guys are doing your thing.
I played football pretty much my whole life. I played baseball at a pretty high level. I was on the travel teams and all that.
Wow. In Appleton? Oshkosh,
yeah. Okay. I graduated from Oshkosh West.
Okay.
So, I was able to kind of rely just on my natural athleticism when I first started, especially.
Well, you're a big guy. I mean,
sure. Yeah. And then
6'3"?
About that. Okay. And that now, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to realize, like, okay, I can't really rely on that anymore. I need to do more in the gym and more than just lifting weights. I need to make sure my body's kind of still nimble and everything because I can start to feel the age thing kind of creeping up on me.
Oh, Lord, it gets worse.
Interesting. Adam, but you were not a wrestler.
I did not do the high school wrestling, the Olympic wrestling, if you will.
Yeah. Interesting thing about him, though, is he went to a school called the Dojo of Pain.
Right.
He trained, no joke, he trained in a barn with goats, just like hands reach away. Electric fences, silos, all that stuff.
Yeah, and I was doing that when I was honestly 16. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Dojo of Pain.
And where is this located?
Nikki's all excited. Where is this?
I'm
this is the actual train. Stay within driving distance.
Summertime, dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
Wintertime, freezing in the cold.
Oh, yeah. Where is it though? Where'd you say
they're
it was?
Keeping it secret.
Right across from 151 Speedway. What city is that? Like Manitowoc, Maribel area? What is
White Law? Oh, 141.
141. I say 151.
Yeah, Francis Creek.
Yes. Yep. Right over there. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Right across the street. I mean, they use his driveway.
I know the exact
lot.
Place. That's like the only thing on the road going into what we used to do play by play for one. Me and Ted. We used to do the dirt track.
The House of Pain.
We used to tell it was great. We had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So I know exactly where you mean.
Yeah. And a lot of us came through there, but he really helped me become a man when I was just 16, get my butt whooped by him.
Got a text here. Can you ask if they know how Jimothy is doing? Is he back wrestling? Sarah, or does he mean Jimmy?
So there is a professional wrestler on the circuit. His name is Jimothy.
Oh, Jimothy, okay.
Remember how we were talking in the last segment about how really not fake it is? He actually had, what was it, a complete snap of his ankle bone?
Oh,
he had
something like that. His leg looked like an S.
Yeah, so a complete break of the leg.
That's not too good.
He got screws and all that stuff in it. He's in recovery. I believe he's regular now. He's starting
he's regular.
Slowly.
I think he just had his first match back, actually.
Yeah. He's taking it slow, but he's just came back. As far as we know, he's fine.
Did you see a guy from the Lions last week? His foot was pointing the wrong direction.
Those are not good situations.
What's the rehab on something like that?
Oh,
forever.
That's true. They'll never
months.
Leave.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always going to be with you. Wow. So one more time, plug your event tonight, please.
So tonight, Brewery Bash 2, presented by Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, Badger State Brewing Company at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Pre-show at 7:10 and 7:30 p.m. tonight is our main card. Main event will be the hipster hunk Aaron Arsenal versus notorious Adam Gray sitting here to my right. Tickets are only $10 because front row is completely sold out.
Nice.
And family-oriented show.
It is completely family-friendly. Yep. As long as you don't mind your kids seeing somebody get hit with a steel chair, then it's completely
fine. Do you have ring girls?
We do not have ring girls.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
Also, though, now Mino's not going.
I thought that's what Mino and the mayor were going to be.
Yeah, ring girls.
The ring girls, yeah.
Instead of...
We couldn't get the measurements on the bikinis in time, so...
Well...
Were you ever asked to be a ring girl?
No.
I'm not surprised.
Wow. Shots fired.
What are you doing with that big cup there?
We're a pretty brave man turning your back to her now after that.
We threw National Lampoon Christmas things back at each other all day long. Normally, quotes. I'd say something like that. Your quotes. I'd say, "What are you doing with that big cup?" And she would say,
"Bend over, I'll show you."
Yeah. Don't piss me off.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margot.
All day long, that's what we do. Hey, I want to say congratulations to you guys because you know what, wrestling. You know, you could talk about when it got really, you know, pro wrestling really skinky, kind of, for lack of better words, whatever. I think it's great. Well, it did. I mean, let's be, you know, remember when they had
in the 90s.
In the
90s,
it
early
went through 2000s. An era to the point where it's like, okay, we got to put the brakes on this a little bit. And it wasn't family friendly. I know it was popular as all heck, but something like tonight, a dad could take his kids to, and you don't have to cover his eyes or new windows, which is, I think, great.
And also, if you're looking for, you know, a night out with just your buddies, we are at a brewery. They have, you know, so much beer. So if you want just a fun night out as well, it's something unique and affordable.
I think it's awesome that you guys do it. And I've seen the curtain pulled back what you guys go through to put on these kind of shows.
Oh, it's an orchestration.
Yeah.
It is a production back there.
Mark, I think you should be the, you know, they used to bring in the doctors once in a while.
So yes!
I think you'd be great at that.
Yes.
Remember the white smocks?
Yep.
I'm not going to be a ring girl.
And the world heaves a collective sigh of relief.
Well, guys, it is always great having you here. I hope you guys get a really big crowd tonight.
Oh, yeah. Pre-sale actually is the biggest
like
it's been
one.
Yet for us.
No kidding.
It is growing every show, growing every show.
And now, is there a chance you're walking away with that big belt tonight?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Right.
He wrote it that way.
Thank you so very much. TJ Bowles, Adam Grace, HWE, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. Tonight, Brewery Bash 2. Doors open 6:30.
Yep.
$10 to get in.
Just 10 bucks.
Best deal you'll find.
Cheaper than McDonald's.
Thank you. Hope you guys have a phenomenal Christmas.
Thank you so much.
You as well.
You bet. We got to set a quick break. We come back. Randy Wright, former Green Bay Packer, joining us for Burkle's One Block Over.
Dead Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.